Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And we've got a complete check of all your markets coming up when we come back in a moment here on K101.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levasol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Well, cattle did gap a bit higher in the open yesterday and never looked back. The bullish implications of the cattle on feed report provided the fodder needed for traders to buy aggressively into the market yesterday. The concerns about impact on beef demand due to avian flu and dairy cattle were put on the back burner, and that's probably becoming pretty old news. It has not been discovered in beef cattle, and that is not a threat to beef supply. Box beef prices, though, were higher. Choice up 26 cents and select up $1.04. Meanwhile, hogs were higher yesterday, but not with the same gusto as the cattle. Traders were uncertain about cash during the day as the national morning report did not show any changes, although the afternoon report showed cash was up $1.82 to a weighted average of $90.31. For the fourth consecutive day, both Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat futures are trading higher. Chicago May up for the third straight day. Paris milling wheat futures setting back a bit after breaking out of what appears to be a triangle chart pattern convincingly on Monday. More attacks by Russian forces on Ukraine's port structures, along with some global weather concerns, have propped up the wheat. Russia hit a Ukraine port on the weekend, resulting in some damage, but Ukraine is still expected to possibly export as much as 6 million metric tons. We'll have all your futures in just a moment.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
June live cattle up 7 cents at 178.12. The August up 42, 176.82. October is up 65, 180.60. May feeder cattle up 155, 246.72. August up 175, 260.22. September is up 205, 261.42. Kansas City wheat, May's up 5.5, 603. July's up 5.75 at 608.25. The Chicago wheat, May's up 2.5. It's 572 and three quarters, and July up 3.5, 591. May corn is up 2.25, 442. July's up 2 cents, 451 and three quarters. May soybeans up 4.75, 1165 and three quarters. July's up 4.25, 1180 and three quarters. May cotton down 100 points, 7904. July's down 108, 8134. June crude's up 39 at 82.29. May natural gas is unchanged at 178 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.